Now I want to talk to you about the positive and negative energies of good and evil. First, stop thinking in terms of black and white magical power. There is just power. What makes it one or the other is the intent of those using it. Power has no sentience of its own. It is simply an energy that can be directed by an intelligent being. It is the being who decides to use it for good or evil. There are no good or evil gods. After all, gods are the invention of human beings. We were the ones who created them, gave them form, names, and attributes, then blamed them when we gave them the same passions as ourselves. The Greek gods loved, lusted, wreaked vengeance, committed adultery, and took side in wars, because that was what human beings did. To the ancient Greeks, it made sense to have gods who did the same things. Then one could excuse the things humans did. They were imitating the gods. Is there evil? Yes. It is misused and misplaced power, wielded by a mind warped with the idea of power. But power itself is just that. Take electricity. It powers the lights in an operating theatre and the electric chair. A power point in a home is used to cook, clean, wash, and iron. But if little Johnny decides to stick a knitting needle into the power point, it's goodbye to Johnny. But you can't blame the electricity. You can't blame the power point. You can't even blame the knitting needle. You can't blame the gas used in the gas chambers of Belsen and Dachau. You can blame the human mind that devised and used them. Humanity is good and evil in the way it is using power, in the past and now. One can commit what might be considered an evil act with good intention. For instance, a mercy killing. Or you can do something with good intention that will cause misery and distress. For example, the early missionary work that destroyed indigenous belief systems because they thought their way was best. Every action, word, thought causes a reaction. So think before you speak. Think before you act. Think. Please, think before you work magic.